Well, if there was ever a Sunday that calls for an hour and a half sermon, it's today. No, kidding. Just the opposite, I think. If there's ever a Sunday that doesn't require a long sermon, it's Easter Sunday. It is a moment that I think speaks for itself. But I've said that before, and I always have to add, of course, I am a preacher, so I've got to say something. But let me just highlight a couple things from our readings this morning about Easter. At least things that struck me this week. One thing that I think I remind you of this every Easter. I mean, every gospel account of that first Easter has different details. Exactly which women are there. Mary Magdalene is the common one in all of them. The details of who did what when exactly. In some, the women meet Jesus. In some, like today's reading, it's angels who tell them about Jesus. But regardless of all of that, one thing is clear in all four gospel accounts. It is the women who are told the Easter message first. And it is the women who go and tell everyone else. And I remind you of that because it still amazes me there are people, Christians, in this world who believe women should not be allowed to preach or teach men. So I like to always just remind you, if you ever come across one of those folks, just remind them, if women were not supposed to preach or teach to men, we wouldn't be here. There would be no Christian church. And the Gospels are clear on that point. All right, moving on. That was your little public service announcement part of this sermon. It is interesting to me the way Luke frames this story. Because it starts with wonderment, almost disbelief. The women come to the tomb that they have seen sealed up a few days before, and the tomb is open and empty. And Luke says they didn't know what to make of this. And then these two angels appear to them and say, why do you seek the living among the dead? Why are you here in a graveyard looking for the living Savior? And then they say, don't you remember what Jesus told you? And it's then when the women remember what Jesus has said about who he is, about what he has come to do, must come to Jerusalem where I'll be betrayed and arrested and crucified and buried and on the third day rise again. Once they remember what Jesus said, suddenly it all makes sense. Before they remember what Jesus said, they don't know what's going on. It's the remembering that makes all the difference. And then the women go to, they're not just men, but primarily the men. It's the other 100-and-some followers who have scattered and hidden. And they tell the news of what they have seen, what they have remembered about what Jesus said. And you probably remember what Luke says. The disciples thought it was, remember? Nonsense. Idle nonsense. They don't get it either. They're still wondering. And then when Peter goes to check it out for himself, you know, we always give Thomas the bad rap for wanting to see for himself. Peter does it first. Peter's got to go see for himself. The tomb is empty? What? Got to go see it for myself. But even he keeps wondering. That's where the passage leaves off. Peter wondered about these things. He didn't understand it yet. Because he and the other disciples haven't yet remembered what Jesus said. Now they will. Luke goes on with the story, and they will remember what Jesus said. But in Luke, there's almost a progression. This Easter Sunday begins with almost bewilderment. What's going on? Until we remember what Jesus said. And then things fall into place. And the third step after remembering that the women embody in the passage this morning and that the other disciples will gradually catch on to is the third step. Wondering, bewilderment, almost disbelief, then remembering and then rejoicing. Now I understand. Maybe not fully. You may not still understand how this happened, the mechanics of it, the physics of it. But now I understand Jesus is alive, just as he said. And that because of that, death no longer has a sting. And our sins are no longer burdens that weigh us down daily. Suddenly we are free and alive and can start over. New life. It all comes from remembering what Jesus said. And maybe on this Easter Sunday, I mean, we have the advantage of 2,000 years of hindsight, but maybe we all come with still some wondering. Maybe about life. Maybe about the world. Maybe about elections. Wondering what's going on in the world. And we are reminded today to remember what Jesus said. I mean, that's also what we do up here. Notice the big word here on the table. Remember. We remember by reading Scripture. We remember by sharing communion. We remember all that is part of this Easter Sunday. Death turned into life. Despair turned into rejoicing. Hopelessness turned into hopefulness. Wonderment, bewilderment turned into rejoicing because we remember. So I invite you on this Easter Sunday to continue what we are doing here. Acknowledge your bewilderment, perhaps. Remember what Jesus said, who he was, what he came to do, and what that means for us. And come finally, hopefully, to the reminder from this great psalm that this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, no matter what else may be going on in the rest of the world today. Rejoice. Remember. Amen.